You're watching Let the Quran Speak. New research has discovered that a baby is born about every hour in the U.S. addicted to opiate drugs. Is this one of the reasons why Muslims condemn the abuse of drugs? And what can one do if one is addicted to drugs? With me is Brother Shabir. Brother Shabir, what are your thoughts on this story? It's quite a shocking statistic.
Yes, it is quite disturbing. Actually, you said one in every hour. The exact number that was publicized is one every 40 minutes, even less than an hour. So this is terrible because it means that a child is born in the world and is already addicted to these opiate drugs. The long-term effects of this will still have to be studied, but the estimated costs of dealing with the drug addiction just from these new births is really staggering.
And they said that babies will have irritability, you know, excessive crying, those sorts of things, breathing problems because of that.
Exactly. They already have these.
They said they can identify. They can hear from the cry of the baby. They can tell which baby is suffering from withdrawal.
True. And of course, this is just dealing with opiate drugs. The problem of fetal alcohol syndrome is already well known. So these are problems that are occurring in our society because of our promotion of our lifestyle that says go out and do whatever you want to do. You're an individual, you're your own person, you're responsible for yourself, you just have your happiness now and deal with the problems later. In fact, it is not even anticipated that there are going to be problems. The idea is you just maximize your happiness here and now.
Yeah, and feel good.
Yes.
You know, do your best to feel good.
Exactly. So we have done our best to as a matter of public principle and we in terms of the enactment of law, we have tried to make certain drugs illegal and the advertisement for alcohol and tobacco to be severely curtailed. But at the same time, the heroes that we celebrate, the people that we look up to, the Hollywood stars, and all of this promote a sort of lifestyle which is conducive to people making use of these substances. Not too long ago, we heard of the death of Whitney Houston under tragic circumstances, but circumstances that are linked to her
her drug abuse, and
there are stories about, you know, this Amy Whitehouse in the United Kingdom, a very popular singer, who also died under some such disturbing circumstances. These are young people, and they have overdosed themselves. The society is heading in that direction, and what we need is to go back to our religious principles. People need to go back to their Bibles, people need to go back to their Qurans, to their sacred heritage, and look at ways in which they should conceive of their bodies as being trusts from God, to be used but not abused. Their minds to be one of the greatest gifts from God. The Quran refers to the aql, or the intellect, as something that is bestowed on human beings and that make human beings so special. We need to preserve the intellect. This is why in the Islamic tradition it is thought that alcohol is prohibited. It is called khamr in Arabic, and the khamr is related to khimar, which is something that covers. And it is thought that the khamr, the wine, covers the intellect. And that's why it's not a good thing. We need the intellect to flourish.
Does Islam say anything about drugs? I don't know if drugs actually existed at the time of the Prophet Muhammad.
It is not clear that it existed because we do not find any comment specifically about this. In general, Muslim scholars will go by analogy and say that since alcohol is prohibited for the very reason that it covers the intellect, anything else that so covers the intellect should likewise be prohibited. So they would use that analogy to arrive at a ruling prohibiting the modern drugs that we find clouding the intellect in a similar way.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other sorts of effects of drugs that Islam might talk about or might condemn?
Well, the Quran says that Satan uses alcohol in order to sow enmity between you. And this is one of the things that we find as one of the effects of drugs. It leads to crime, it leads to violence, and sometimes a person loses his or her inhibitions after taking such mind-altering substances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one has a clear sense of what's right, what's wrong, and things that I cannot do, I cannot touch. And then one takes these drugs, the mind is altered, one becomes ready to do the very things which one finds objectionable. Probably one, when he or she sobers up, they will find that what they've done is wrong. They'll regret their actions. Now we're seeing that drugs and alcohol have become used to such an extent that even mothers in their pregnancies are using them. Mm-hmm. And this is having an effect on their babies that they must love so dearly. And yet, while they would not permit any harm to their baby, at the same time, they are harming their babies in advance.
Mm-hmm. I guess the problem is that it's not just the taking of drugs, it's that one becomes addicted to it. That one doesn't, you know, it becomes like eating or drinking. You need to have it.
Yes.
And you will do anything at a certain point to get it, even if it means sacrificing your job, sacrificing your self-respect, you know. It gets to the point where you cannot do without it.
Yes. There is a story now arising out of the United Kingdom showing a number of persons were charged with a ring that of being part of a ring in which they were luring girls as young as 13 years old. These girls were being given drugs to the point that they became addicted, and then in order to satisfy their continuous need for the drugs, they had to sell themselves to prostitution. So terrible things happen as a result of this. Hence, when Muslims read the Quran today, Surah 5, verse 90, for example, which says that the khamr is prohibited, fajtanibu, God says, then stay away from it. This shows really why the Quran says la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. In order to be successful in life, one needs not only to try and acquire material things, one not only needs to seek the happiness of the moment, but one needs to have a life goal. One needs to have a clear direction, a direction that is guided by good moral principles and a sense of the existence of God and of his closeness to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what advice would you give to an individual who's already addicted and, you know, feels like perhaps there's no way out? There's no way for them to reform themselves.
I would say join a program very quickly that is geared towards helping persons like yourself. See a counselor and turn to God in prayer. Make a determined effort to overcome this problem. And many things can be overcome with a strong determination, a strong will. It's one of the things we're taught in our religion, to develop that willpower. And to know that the devil can only have success over people who choose his way. But if one chooses to turn in the direction of God, God will help them. The Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our way, we will show them the right way.
All right. Thank you for that, Brother Shabir.
You're welcome.
We'll take a break, and when we return, we answer questions we've received from you, our viewers.